All right, Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Get a chance to visit with our old friend, former Aledo Green Dragon head football coach and head track coach, Coley Welter, and to talk about pandemic-related sports. And I guess when we ever going to get out of this, Coach? I know it's hard to believe that we've been in this thing since last March. When we going to play again, you think?
The sooner the better, I can say for sure. But you're right. I mean, I know last spring kind of felt like we'd make it through the summer and eventually get back to normal. And then the fall hit, and it's just kind of, we keep pushing it down the road. Understandably so, but it's no less frustrating, as I think we all would like to see these kids get that opportunity to play their sports.
Well, what do you make of this out-of-state dilemma that I think we're dealing with, and I think you're going to see more of it as January progresses? Now, I'm speaking here in Western Illinois as it relates to kids going over to Eastern Iowa to play. I know kids up in the Northwest Upstate Illini territory, they're going to like Wisconsin Dells to play. I know, you know, West Central Illinois and down in Southern Illinois, they're playing in Missouri and maybe Kentucky. And you name it, you know, the border states. I don't know how much being down there in East Central Illinois, how much kids are going to Indiana, but what do you make of, you know, the out-of-state dilemma, kids going over to play, basically non-interscholastic athletics, so it's basically travel ball. What's good? What's bad? What's your reaction to that right now?
Yeah, I think that's probably the most frustrating part, is the lack of consistency that we see, regardless of whether it's school-related or travel-related, and you know, Illinois being smack dab in the middle of a bunch of states that are able to participate and yet we're not, but yet there's still ways around. Not able to play with the school teams that you just mentioned. So a lot of kids are finding a way to play because they want to play. They've invested a lot of time. They've invested a lot of money. It's something they want to do in their future, and you know they're gonna find any loophole they can to continue to play the sports that they love. But as a coach, you know, as a teacher, you know, in the state of Illinois, there appears to be some big double standards in regards to the consistency, and so that just makes it really frustrating to know how to proceed in the future.
Yeah, and I guess, can you say it's good that they can play out of state, or is it bad that they can play out of state, and when they do play out of state, they can't play with their high school coach, you know, so they're playing on another team, and then does that have a long-range impact with interscholastic athletics, you think?
Yeah, I think we've already been a little bit concerned about the proliferation of the travel teams over the last 10 years in regards to the impact they've had on kids' loyalties to a degree. And I think when you look at the American model versus, you know, other countries, you know, we're the one country who ties their athletics to their schools. And I like that because I think that makes a great experience, particularly in the small schools where you grow up with those kids and you share those opportunities. But, you know, there could be that possibility that we start to lose that impact and the loyalty to the school is lessened. And, you know, being a football coach, there's less of an impact because we don't have that travel team. You have the 7-on-7s and whatnot, but, you know, the baseball, softball, basketball, those sports, volleyball, it's hard to – it makes you wonder if down the road the travel teams are going to take over and the schools are going to have lesser impact.
Well, and you made me think of the issue of you can talk about travel, talk about the high school experience, and you can talk about travel ball or AAU or whatever. And when you talk about the travel ball AAU experience, there's no student sections and there's no marching bands and there's no connection to community. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I get that. And kids need to compete. But I agree with you when you say about missing that experience. In AAU and travel will never get that. And, you know, that's why interscholastic athletics are near and dear to me, is the things I just mentioned.
I think you hit the nail on the head with that. And I sit there and listen to administration after administration, particularly talk about in the fall and the football, the impact it has on the school in general. And you know, I don't want to overstate the importance of any high school sport, but it does have an impact on the school, and for the very reasons you just said, because it's more than just the game itself. It's a community experience, and you do include not just the kids that play, but the marching band and the fans themselves, and the pride that the kids take in their school programs. And like you said, there's a lot of good things about travel ball, the opportunities that kids get to participate, but there's not the same cohesiveness. There's not the same, as you said, community pride in those endeavors.
So we go along here. We're ready to flip the calendar here into the weekend and move to 2021. I know we reported this week that it doesn't look like IHSA will be meeting with IDPH and the governor's office before the new year. So that means that, you know, the month of January becomes a big question mark of when a restart or if a restart can happen. So what's, I guess I'll ask you, what is best case scenario for you for return to play and how the seasons would look? Do you have any opinion on that?
Yeah, I have a mixed opinion. My personal selfish opinions and what I probably look at as the better decision as a whole. As we've talked off the air a little bit, as a football coach, I look at that sport as a unique opportunity. It's not a sport that you can do, outside of the school setting right now, outside of some 7-on-7s and whatnot. So I really hate for the kids not to get to experience it at all, particularly the juniors and seniors throughout the state, because they have invested a lot of time, and you get to do this once in your life. That being said, we're in such a crunch in regards to trying to fit in all these sports, and we've already seen the spring sports kids lose an entire season. It would seem probably most sensible just to try to start the spring season on time and just kind of, cut our losses with the other sports and hope that things are a little bit normal in March and we can proceed normally from there, and 2021 will be a whole lot different. So I'd love to see even a 5-7 game football schedule, but I don't know if that's feasible at this point.
Yeah, and I think, what you say has merit because of when you talk about the definition, the risk definition of football and the risk definition of basketball and wrestling, they're high risk. And, IDPH says they're not going to change those from not being high risk. So you have to have these ultimate mitigations in place in order for those sports to be played. And I just, I question whether and I think a lot of people are still trying to figure out what point do you need to get to for those sports to be played. So, I mean, we're dealing with that moving target as well. So, from a competition standpoint, we were talking a little bit about this off the air. Kids have been able to play some travel stuff. I get that. But from a competition standpoint, kind of being on hold since last March and then, kind of trying to restart up when we do restart up. How do you think that's going to go? You think kids are going to be ready just to get back into it, or do you think there's going to be, a significant adjustment, even for a coach, I guess, too?
I'm worried about that. I'm worried about that even for myself to a degree. I miss it. I miss it terribly, but, we all kind of adapt to our circumstances. We get used to certain things. Our priorities start to shift a little bit. You get into a groove in other aspects of your life, and then I wonder sometimes if there aren't going to be some kids that say, well, I don't know if it's really worth it to do everything I've normally done in the past. I've kind of gotten used to the way things are, and, I'm ready to move on, to other areas of my life, and I hope not, because I still think it's hard to replace the experiences that you have as a scholastic athlete, or any endeavor for that matter at the high school level. And I'd hate to see, kids just kind of decide, it's not worth it. I'm hoping, and I've seen a lot of, one thing I have seen a lot of that I didn't see 5-10 years ago, I see kids out all the time playing. I can go up right now, even in the cold, and probably see kids at our high school playing pickup soccer, playing pickup touch football and stuff that I didn't really see in the past. So I still think there's that love there. I just hope that when it's time to get back to the normal commitment, that it's worthwhile for them.
And then what do you I don't know how I can phrase this question, but other states playing, and I don't know what the situation is in Indiana. I think they've been playing, but like here in Western Illinois, where basically they've played in Iowa, they've had a state tournament series in football where they crowned state champs. Now they did have some issues in the state of Iowa, but they got through the football season. They're having a basketball season, and I mean it's almost like a completely another planet. I tell people they're wrestling even over in Iowa. You know, from an Illinois interscholastic athletic standpoint, you know, if the other bordering states weren't playing, would it be easier to accept? I mean, I guess what's the approach when you know other border states are playing but Illinois isn't playing? Are you mad about that, or what should our emotion be about that? Or, I mean, you know, there is a pandemic. You can't lie that there isn't a pandemic taking place. But how, I guess your opinion of just, like, other border states playing but Illinois not, and the impact on coaches and kids?
Yeah, I have to admit to being angry about it. And I say that fully aware that this is not an easy situation. There's no easy solution, and there's a wide range of opinions about everything, but some consistency probably would have made things a little bit more palatable, and particularly when you're literally the only state in the Midwest that isn't getting to do something, you really, really feel bad for those kids because they're seeing everybody else get to. So, yes, you hate to be that person that says you want your sorrow to be shared by other people, you know. You should be happy for the kids in the other states that get to play, but it just makes it that much more frustrating for your own kids when you know just because of where they live, they don't get that opportunity. So, yeah, there's some anger, but mostly just because there's a lack of consistency across the board.
All right, final question. Do you feel hopeful about sports in Illinois, interscholastic sports in 2021?
I feel hopeful that we will be doing something by March. I don't know what that will be. You know, I don't know what the answer will be, what sports it will be, but I do feel hopeful that it's not going to be a complete wash, that there will be some sort of interscholastic opportunities for kids before the end of the school year.
All right, I'll take that. That's the other thing I tell people too. You know, anytime we start, you know, talking about return to play, right? It's not normal in 2020, and it's not going to be normal probably in the first part of 2021. So when we start talking about plans of returning to play, people get mad because it's not going to be the way it was, at least for probably the first half of 2021. So I always tell people, let's be cautious here. Let's just hopefully we can get something in order, you know, for these kids to get out playing on a regular basis. But it's not going to be what you expect it to be. Am I right, at least about that, for the next probably 6 months again?
Yeah, I think that's a great perspective to have, and I think that's one we need to share, because you're right. We've got to be thankful for whatever we can get, and even if it's not our ideal, we'll eventually get back to our ideal, but for right now, let's take any opportunity we can.
All right. I was thinking about Coach Welter. Every time, you know, Northwestern has had such a great year this year athletically with football and Pat Fitzgerald, what he's done. And, you know, Chris Collins is having a great year with Northwestern. We're talking to you today. I know they're top 25 and they play Iowa. But every time I hear Northwestern and I listen to their games, they play the Northwestern fight song. And it always makes me think of, no, that is the Coley Welter Alito Green Dragon / Rusty Ruggles.
That's right.
So I assume that if you hear that fight song played by Northwestern, you have to think fondly and say, man, I remember when they played that back in the Alito Green Dragon days. I assume you remember a little bit, right?
Oh, heck yes. Yes, no doubt. That's a great great song to hear at any point, for sure.
All right. It's great to visit with Coach Welter, and hopefully the Sages of Monticello are playing interscholastic athletics, and we're all playing interscholastic athletics around this great state of Illinois in the new year. Happy New Year, Coach Welter. Thanks for helping us out.
You too, Jim. Great talking to you.
All right, Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.